corn grows in a what?
In a field. Now this is called a gable, young lady. I have to think about it.
Okay.
She has a house, comes up here. It's a gable.
Okay.
And you have to think of it.
Yes. Okay, and what about tobacco? If you didn't grow it in a field, but something smaller than a field, what might you call that?
If I don't do what?
Say, okay, you mentioned the word field.
In the field.
Now, what about something smaller, some land smaller than a field?
Well, it's maybe an acre or something.
Yeah.
Well, we grow tobacco. We cut out an acre lot and fence it off.
Yeah, you call that a lot?
Well, we call it tobacco ground.
Okay. What about the word patch? Do you use
P-A-T-C-H, that's called a patch, a garden patch, or a patch of tomatoes, or a patch of corn, or something like that.
Okay. And what about kind of fence that you might have around a yard or garden?
I didn't understand that either.
A type of fence that you might have around
We use American 39-inch wire fence.
Yeah. What about a type of wooden fence that you might have around your house?
Well, there's a lot of rail fence around a lot of houses.
Okay.
A plank.
Okay, what about something that's got little slats of wood, and maybe it comes up V-shaped, maybe leveled?
Slat.
Slat fence?
Slat fence, yeah.
Okay. And what about the kind of wire fence that's got little...
Bob wire.
Okay.
B-O-B. Eight prong, they call it.
Okay. And when you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the...
post.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Well, that's called a rock fence.
They just get loose rock from the pasture?
There's one right over on that hill, my daddy's hill, and it goes all the way across that hill. Of course, it's an old time. They don't tell it didn't have 200 years through, I guess. But it's still there.
How'd they?
They just build those rocks. They get them like a brick.
Yeah.
If it's a big rock, they need two big rocks up here and three little ones on the bottom be the same size. So your three little ones on top of this big would be the same size as two.
Okay, and if you wanted to, if you had some really nice dishes, they'd probably be made out of what?
China.
Okay. Have you ever seen an egg made out of this?
Egg?
Yeah. Made out of China.
No. I don't believe I ever did.
Yeah. What would you call it, though?
A hen egg.
Yeah, I know, but an egg made out of this material.
Would be a China egg?
Okay.
Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah. Okay. And what do you use to carry water in?
Bucket or a pail.
Okay. Are they any different?
Yes. No, not that a while. Unless the pail you carry water with it and the bucket you drink out of I have seen them carried in some of the pails, just use it for that and not use it for drinking out of it. Used to have the old dippers, you know.
Okay, and what sort of container would you use to carry food out to the hogs in?
Oh, we can. Well, we organ it out.
You what?
We organ it out now. You know, we take the feeders, truckload of feeders, and organ it over in the feeders. But used to, they carried out in sacks or half bushel baskets or something.
Yeah. What about if you had a bucket in your kitchen that you used to throw scraps of food in to carry out to the hogs?
Well, you call it a scrap bucket.
Okay. And something that you might use to fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay. And what about something similar to a skillet? Only maybe it's got...
It would be a biscuit pan or something like that.
Okay, what about something that's got legs on it that you can set in the fire?